we can't thank you enough for what you do for us this day. God, we thank you for each one that came out this way, God. And I pray, God, just be with our visitors. And God, just be with our pastor. God, give him the word. God, if there's one here today who don't know you, God, I pray this will be the time, God, to come to you. Be with the sick and everything we do today. Be pleased in the Holy Spirit's name. Amen.
Amen. Sunday school report this morning. Appreciate you being in Sunday school. Good lesson this morning, and aren't you glad that Philip was ready to go and preach? And, but you know, I'm sure that Philip had opposition too, and I'm sure that the devil was mad because he went out and got somebody saved. But you know, we need to realize we're dedicating ourselves this year to the proclaiming of the gospel to our friends, our relatives, those that we come in contact with on our jobs or wherever we may be, that souls might be saved. And you can know too, though, that the adversary is mad. And so we need to be just ready to praise the Lord. You know, I worked at a car dealership and had this friend, and Lord, not a lot of y'all know him. His name was P.D. Booth. And if you ever went to him really and said anything negative, he'd just tell you, so, well, we're going to praise the Lord anyhow. That was his response. He just really didn't join into it. So, you know, we need to realize that sometimes we're going to have adversary too. So just, we're going to praise the Lord anyhow. Not everything, because God's going to, his power is more powerful than what the devil's got. And God's going to get the victory. Great report this morning. Several classes exceeded their enrollments. The Lamb's class with Sister Sandra. The Angels class with Sister Teresa. The Doe's class, Sister Jackie. Gabriel class, Sister Martha. Ray's class, the Eagles class, the Tanner's class. All these exceeded their enrollments. And others were right there on, almost had everybody there. And you know, with as many people as we've had sick and all, it's really good to see there's some of them that's back. We've still got a few sick, but we've missed those of you that's been gone, and those of you that have gotten back, we're just really glad to see you this morning. Also this morning we had four that were visiting in Sunday school, and we appreciate you so much for visiting in our Sunday school. And you know, we've got great teachers, and they just really enjoy Sunday school. If you're not a part of that, I'll invite you to be a part of that. I guarantee you'll get a blessing from it. But there's also been those that are visiting with us this morning that's come in since Sunday school. We appreciate you being here and visiting with us this morning. You're our special guest, and just invite you to come back and be with us anytime. And we've got some that's visiting and some that's just here on furloughs and different things. We'll just appreciate some of us here with us, being with us this morning to worship with us here today. Appreciate you so much. If you will, just try to remember, we've been talking about different missionaries every week. I'm going to talk to you about a couple this morning. One of them, Brother Dick Frost. Y'all know Brother Frost lost his wife this past year. He's been working hard and still very much involved in things, but remember him in prayer. And he's been with us a few times, that, but I hadn't seen him in a while, but I know it's tough on him, and he's come through a really tough season too with us. But you pray for him. Also, another missionary, Robert Doolittle. Well, I haven't said a whole lot about him, but Brother Robert, he's kind of semi-retired, if you would, but he's still involved in the Bible camp that he started there in Brazil and going back and forth, but his son has actually taken over that work there, and he still tries to help him. So, but, you know, I have to say one thing about Brother Robert. You have to look at him and look at his life and see the seeds that he sowed. He's got three children in full-time mission work. He's got another son that's called to preach here in the States. And so he had one son that was, he said his ministry in life was to help other people. And if you needed something done, that boy always just jumped in and helped you. He died in a plane crash, but that was his ministry. So he's had children that's been faithful to serve the Lord and make a difference and still doing so. And so it continues on. And he's still, he's not retired, but he's just not quite as involved as he used to be. But you continue to pray for these missionaries as well as we continue to support them.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We got a letter from Brother Chuck Carver. Most of y'all know Brother Chuck. He works with young people, does a good job. Well, from what I read here, apparently they have taken in some foster children, and the church helped them out at Christmas time, provided gifts and a gift card. So he sent a letter of thanks. I won't read the whole thing because it's that long, but I'll put it back there for y'all to read. He just wanted you to know how much they appreciated what the church had done for them. And you come in a couple of Wednesdays ago, and Susan was running around here doing hand drawings. So if you didn't get your hand drawn, there are some construction paper and pencils in the back. If you would stop and do that today on your way out, you want both hands? Is that what you said, Kara? Both hands. If you'd stop, do that, and just write your name on the paper, they'd appreciate it. I don't know what they're doing with them, but they're doing something with them. So if you just stop and do that, they'd appreciate it. And I want to remind you, the shower for Cameron and Luke is going to be Sunday, March 10th. That'll be from 2 to 5 down in the fellowship hall. I was looking at donuts on Wednesday. That's why I had that on my mind. The youth is going to cook some donuts Wednesday night, and they said they're going to make it. Jake said they're going to make a bunch, invited everybody to come down after church and have donuts. That's horrible, and that's the only thing on my mind, donuts there. But anyway, so looking forward to that Wednesday night. Go down and eat some donuts. Have any birthdays or any anniversaries?
Bryson had a birthday.
Who?
Kaylee.
Is he here?
That's Bryson back there.
Standing up. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Before our ushers come up to do the offering, you'll notice if you're visiting with us on the bulletin, there's this attachment there, and it's got some visitor information. If you would not mind, just fill that out, and when the offering plate comes around, drop it in. That'll let us have a contact number for you. We do appreciate you being here this morning. So if you would, just fill that out and drop it in the offering plate. Yes. Amen.
We just talked about it another day.
Yeah. See him in the grocery store all the time. That's what I say. If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Tony, will you ask God's blessing on our offering, please? Amen.
Darkness, night. cannot tell you why.
Yeah. Yeah. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story of bliss, of Jesus who saved, whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. How precious the thought that we all may recline like John. Tempest can harm, secure.